Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we're very pleased to be welcoming the author of Winning Space: How America Remains a Superpower, Brandon Weikert of The Weikert Report, to help us understand the Chinese planning for what's next at the Chinese space station called CSS. Brandon, a very good day to you. We're looking at a headline, China's next crewed spacecraft ready for potential space station rescue mission. Now, there is a space station in low Earth orbit launched by the Chinese in pieces, and they're assembling more of it. So what is the mission for these three astronauts, cosmonauts, taikonauts, take one, all together, going to the mission now? Are they there as building crew? Is this a construction crew? Good evening to you, Brandon.
Well, good evening, and thank you for having me, and hello, Gordon. So basically, this is the Chinese are rapidly building out this new modular space station, which is designed to stay in Earth orbit for more than a decade, and it's coming online in the final years that our own International Space Station is in its operational phase. So eventually we'll be decommissioning the ISS very soon at the same time that the Chinese space station is taking off, if you will, which will give China considerable advantages, especially because China is going to have this very sophisticated system in orbit when we don't have anything to rival it of our own in the queue to replace the ISS or to keep it going. So what's going on now is this mission by China is to add on more parts of the station. It's to test systems that are there. Interestingly, about the system or about the Chinese space station, there is a large grappling arm that is attached to the station. Now, officially, this is to help automatically dock ships as they're docking with the space station. But the Pentagon in the last year has expressed concern that this could be a dual use system, that it could also be used to snatch American or allied sensitive satellites in nearby low Earth orbit and move them out of their orbits to possibly harm America's telecommunications capabilities. This grappling arm is large enough and long enough to possibly do that. And it was certainly incorporated in a recent Pentagon assessment as to the sort of strategic threat that this station could pose. And we anticipate, I do at least, this is a cooperative military-civilian program in China run by the military. So one can assume with a fair amount of certainty that there is more to this station that meets the eye, especially when you consider that the Chinese military has been talking about incorporating a laser into this space station. They claim it would be used to clear orbital debris. But as we know, dual use is sort of a part of space operations. So what can be used for peacetime operations can easily be used to attack nearby satellites, which is something that I'm concerned about.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, you mentioned the decommissioning of the International Space Station. Mm-hmm. The Russians are partners in the ISS, though they have threatened to leave. There's been some talk about China and Russia cooperating on this particular Chinese space station. And of course, on other ventures as well. Where do Moscow and Beijing stand on their space cooperation?
So as the last decade, the two countries have moved together. We were sort of talking a lot in the geopolitical realm of the coming birth of a Eurasian order to rival the American order. And we're seeing actually the birth pangs happening in space, off the planet. And it is between China's Academy of Sciences and Roscosmos, the Russian space organization. And the more that America and Europe sort of break away from Russia, Russia. We're seeing these breaks happen in space as well. Well, Russia's got to go somewhere because they have a more sophisticated space program technically than China's space program. But China has all the money, and Roscosmos, the Russian space program, needs the money. So what you're going to see, and you're already seeing these agreements being crafted over the last 2 years, where basically Roscosmos is going to shift their organization to working alongside NASA, to shifting it to working alongside the Chinese space program. And you're going to see this, I think, with this new Chinese space station. It's going to be one of the first things. They're also cooperating much more closely in developing a human colony for the southern pole of the moon, which China hopes to have going as early as 2 years from now. And so Russia and China are cooperating much closer together than they ever have in space. And as you know, the more that these countries test technology in space, the more it will translate to potential advantages and innovations on Earth, which will, of course, challenge the Americans in the other terrestrial domains.
A puzzle about this headline at space.com. Ready for potential space station rescue mission, huh? We're looking at a Long March 2F rocket ready to launch three cosmonauts, taikonauts, into orbit as a construction crew. But the boast here is that they have another Long March 2F rocket standing by for a mission in case of rescue. What rescue? What are they talking about? This is not a procedure I'm familiar with.
Well, it's a contingency plan. We traditionally, when we had the space shuttle program, would try to have a backup crew on standby in case something went wrong, usually when they were going to the International Space Station. Of course, that was during the shuttle days. What the Chinese, I think, are demonstrating are two things. I think that they're saying, hey, look, we have such a depth of capability that we've built in the space domain that we not only are sending our people willingly into space with no problem, but if something goes wrong, we have the redundancy built in. We have that capability where it would be easy for us to send a potential rescue crew without having to call any other country or company for help. I think that's part of what they're doing. And I think also, let's face it, China has a leap without looking mentality when it comes to high tech development. And so I think that there could be some concern that maybe Chinese technology isn't as reliable as they like to bill it as being in Beijing. And so they have a backup on standby. But to be fair, you know, we used to, with the space shuttle program, we would often have a backup crew on standby in case an emergency occurred. So I think this might just be simple contingency planning on the part of the Chinese.
To my knowledge, none of that is mentioned when SpaceX, for example, launches a Dragon capsule to ISS.
Right.
Are they just leaving it out? Because I would imagine it's pretty straightforward to get a Falcon rocket ready to go within moments.
It's probably just being left out, but also consider we have an entire ecosystem of space capabilities still in this country. So let's say that Boeing launches a rocket into space and they need to get rescued. Well, NASA could conceivably call up Elon Musk and say, hey, look, they need help. So you see a lot of interoperability between American and Western companies. So there's some redundancy there that we don't necessarily see sort of straightforward. Whereas in China, everything is sort of under the umbrella of the Chinese state. So I think that might be some of that.
Civil military marriage. Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, you talked about the decommissioning of the ISS. Is it possible to extend its life, or is that just economically unviable or unviable for some other reason?
Well, they've talked about doing that for the last 5 to 7 years. What Russia's talking about doing, interestingly, when we mentioned about their cooperation with China possibly over the Chinese space station, if you remember, the International Space Station is actually two space stations put together. One side is the indigenously built American side, and then the other side was the Russian-built, what was supposed to be the Mir-2 space station to replace this old Soviet Union's Mir space station, and they just basically married them together. So the Russians are talking about detaching their section by 2028 and moving it over possibly to marry up to the Chinese space station. So what they're talking about with NASA in NASA is, can we extend this? And so they think they possibly can with or without the Russians. But the question is, can NASA afford to do that? Will they have the budget to do that? Or will they have to rely more heavily on private sector, a Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, for instance, that someone like that, or a Virgin Galactic? And do those private companies have the willpower to do that? And so that's the big question right now. And let's face it, those systems in orbit on the ISS, even the American side, which is a little bit more advanced than the Russian side, Those systems are at their operational limit, and it might be too expensive. And we're already seeing NASA shifting their capability in terms of long-term investing away from maintaining ISS toward building the new Artemis Gateway program, which is supposed to be sort of that space station they want to put around the moon to facilitate longer term missions to the moon. So NASA's at a point where they're going to have to start making a hard budgetary choice. Do they keep with the low Earth orbit operations beyond this decade at the ISS, which is aging, or do they shift the funding and put it into the new proposed program of putting a space station around the moon? And how can private sector fill that gap? We don't know. It's still a big question. But as that uncertainty reigns, as you know, China's gobbling up the low Earth orbit and gaining a lot of not just scientific and economic advantages, but strategic advantages as well.
Brandon Weikert of The Weikert Report, author of Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower. Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.